So the snippets is sponsored by Rene Jack Nussbaum Lila Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We are on the second pasuk in completing the short paragraph of Vayosha Hashem, the introduction to the Shira Ta'az Yashir. Second pasuk, Vaya Yisrael Sereg Dola Shasa Hashem in Mitzrayim. The Jewish people saw the wondrous powers which Hashem had done against Mitzrayim, not the Mitzrim, but Mitzrayim. Remember, the culture, the philosophy, the attitude. Vayiruha Ames Hashem, they feared Hashem. And Vayaminu Bashem, after what had just happened, the splitting of the sea, the suspension of nature, the miracle, they believed in Hashem, and not only in Hashem, but Uva Moshe Avdo, they believed in Moshe as well. We can't see Hashem and live. So the Sfas Emes asks, what do you mean, Vaya Yisrael Sayar HaGdol Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim? What do you mean they saw Hashem's outstretched hand, and when they saw Hashem, they recoiled with a sense of faith and fear, and they believed in Him? There is no after. You can't see Hashem and live, is our tradition. So the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, explains, that's why it says, not Vaya Yisrael Hashem, it says Vaya Yisrael Sayar HaGdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Hashem's Yad HaGdola, sometimes as we live and we look around this world, we can feel His outstretched arm. We see Him intervening and interceding in our lives individually, collectively, nationally, internationally. We see all of humanity, not just the Jewish people, that Hashem is the one who controls the world, His dominion and His providence. So it's true that a person can't see Hashem and live, but says the Sfas Emes, we should look for and we can see Hayad HaGdola, Hashem's hand, which is pulling the strings, which is orchestrating and coordinating the world around us. And when we see His Yad HaGdola, when you see His outstretched hand coordinating everything, then Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem, then we too can be filled with awe and reverence for His greatness, His power, for His concern and care for us, and we too will be filled with emunah. It's a very strong question on this pasuk. The story, Arzei Levanon tells a story about Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that once a guest came to him and told him the following. He said that there was a great Rebbe, who someone came to the Rebbe and said, I need you to help me perform a miracle. I need a Yeshua. I need a salvation. So the Rebbe said, the prerequisite to Yeshua, to salvation, is to have emunah. So you need to have emunah before I can give you a bracha, and before Hashem is going to come. First you have to believe. First you have to have faith. So the person said to the Rebbe, what do you mean? But the pasuk says, Vaya Yisrael Sereg Dola, first they saw Hashem's miracle, and then Vayaminu Bashem. Faith comes after you receive the miracle, after the salvation. What do you mean the prerequisite to salvation is that first you have to have faith? So Reb Moshe answered, there are two types of faith. First of all, Reb Moshe said, maybe you can answer, there's a difference between Hatzalas Rabim and Hatzalas Yachid, saving the many versus saving the few. But then Reb Moshe explained more clearly. He said, there are two types of faith. There's the faith one has, that Hashem is the Kol Yachol, that He is the source of everything. He was, He is, and He will be, that He is in charge of everything. A person has an intellectual, academic knowledge of faith. A person has considered theology, and a person has a knowledge that there is a God, that He controls the world. A person has observed, has seen, has maybe even experienced, but it remains something which is academic. That's the first type of emunah. But then there's a second type of emunah, the faith a person has that Hashem is not only aware of and will be involved, but the faith that a person can rely on and trust Hashem, and that He will come forth, He will come through for them a second time. This, Vayaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo, when they felt stuck between a rock and a hard place, when it felt helpless and hopeless, and they come to learn and realize that as long as you believe in Hashem, it's never helpless or hopeless. It doesn't mean He'll make things work out the way we want. It doesn't mean He'll make things work out the way we hope. But it means that one should never, ever, ever give up. That if you believe in Hashem, not only intellectually and academically, not only in theory, but if you believe in Hashem in practice, and you know, not only, again, in the books, that He is all that exists, but you know in practice, then you know that one should never, ever be helpless or hopeless. It's never too late, and He can always come through. Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, explains that whenever one stands before Hashem, when a person experiences the splendor of Hashem's presence, the wonder of the Shekhinah, there's an obligation to sing. Simply being in the presence of the Kol Yachol, the source of all, the one who's in control of all, the one who makes sense of all, the one who can save us from all, leads us to a sense of song. There's such a joy and a happiness. Things come together. Things we realize were all choreographed and curated. The people sang as a result of feeling Zekeli Va'anveyu. Hashem's presence was so palpable, so tangible, so undeniable. They figuratively could point to Him. Zekeli Va'anveyu. This is my God. And similarly, the Leviim would sing in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Avoda was being done, when the Kohanim were leading the Avoda, were leading the service, the Karbanos, the Leviim would accompany it with song. Why were the Levim singing? It was entertaining for the Kohanim? No. The Levim sang because Hashem's presence was palpably felt in that moment, during that time, in that special place. And the Levim couldn't help, even without needing to be instructed to, but to burst out with song. When everyone sees and feels Hashem in their life, when you feel those moments where you can point, Zekeli v'anveyu, this is my God, you can't help but respond with song. Why do we switch from Yisrael to Am? V'ya Yisrael esayar gdola, and then Vayiru Ha'am. We start with Yisrael and Am. The Nesivos HaKodesh explains Yisrael are those who are on a high level. And they saw the greatness of Hashem. They already had Emunah. Vayar Yisrael, the Yisrael, those on the highest level, those who can channel the Yaakov inside themselves, those who are Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, those on a high level already had Emunah. But the Amcha, Vayiru Ha'am, those who are on a lower level, those who struggled, even they couldn't deny it. Vayaminu B'Hashem. Once they saw Hashem, once they experienced the miracle, they too felt a sense of Emunah. So the Nesivos HaKodesh explains the transition from Vaya Yisrael to Vayiru Ha'am is the Yisrael had Emunah even before, and the Amcha only had Emunah after. The Malbim says Vayiru Ha'am is the transition from Yiras HaOnesh to Yiras HaRomamus. Beforehand, we knew there was a God and we feared Him. We feared His punishment. We feared His strength and His might. But by the end, after experiencing this miracle, then Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem is not Yiras HaOnesh. It's not a sense of fear of punishment, Yiras HaRomamus, a sense of awe, of reverence, and of respect. What does it mean, Vayaminu B'Moshe Avdo? To believe in Hashem, we understand He's omnipotent, He's the source of all. But what does it mean to put faith in God? So the Targum explains, it means, not Vayaminu B'Moshe, they believed in Moshe, as if Moshe, Chas V'Shalom, is an extension of God, but Vayaminu B'Nevuas Moshe. They believed in the prophecy of Moshe. Moshe was categorically the Av HaNavim, different than everyone else. Others say that it was the description of the Erev Rav. Those who were cynical believed in Moshe. They thought somehow he should be attributed with this miracle. And so we've introduced the Shira, the Az Yashir, which if we sing every day with joy and happiness, we are forgiven, we see Hashem in our lives, we feel His presence, we too should spontaneously burst out in song.